The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from the David Copperfield Theater in the MGM Grand. And you know what that music means? It's time for the legend, the gambling guru of the universe. RJ Bell joins us. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. What's going on, RJ?
So you guys are about 3 miles away, and we're probably got like 50,000 miles of fiber optics in between all the connections going on here.
Yeah, probably about a million people between us if as crowded as it is in this casino right now. So hey, let me
say this. Fred and especially AJ, they jumped on a podcast of mine from Radio Row last night, and outstanding. Fred was good. AJ was outstanding. I'm not a big boxing guy, but I had a boxing obligation, and I just sat back and was listening, thinking, this is good stuff. So if you like the boxing stuff and you like AJ and you're listening, so you must, at RJ in Vegas, check it out. I tweeted it out this morning.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to ask you to let people know how they could hear it. And yeah, AJ has a lot of really great insight into boxing. And your guy from Vegas was really good, too, I thought.
Yeah, you know, actually, Steve Cofield, ESPN Vegas, but he's covered boxing for Yahoo for about 5 years and other satellite radio and such. So I love those guys that are specialists. And in AJ and Cofield, it was quite good.
Thank you, RJ. Yeah, made my day.
Yeah, he said you were great. I was okay, was his assessment.
That sounds about right. I was battling through the line to get to the restroom.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy here now, as you might expect after the weigh-in. So, well, it's I wanted a general topic before we get some of your specifics. We talked about this a little bit, the difference between week one and week two for NFL teams in terms of conditioning and adjustments, and how you're never as bad as you looked the first week or as good as you looked the first week. How much of that, when we look at the week two lines, does Vegas still kind of look at it as, okay, this is before the season, this is what we think these teams are, or do they immediately start adjusting, or at what point is there an adjustment to say, okay, maybe this team isn't as good as we thought, we have to start giving them points?
It's a great paradox, because on one hand, it's one game. Imagine how absurd it would be that the Astros lose a game in August and you think, oh, they're horrible. They lost 9-1. Now, you might say, yeah, but it's only one of 162, where in football it's 1-16. Yeah, so when it comes to how it's going to affect your chance to make the playoffs and such, it has an oversized NFL games effect. But when it comes to what you really learn from the game, I'm not even sure if a baseball game is much different than a football game, which really scares you. And what do we really know about the NFL? Because when you really look at the year-over-year turnover regarding playoff teams, how much of that is that the teams just got much different? Right? How different is, a team like Atlanta had Shanahan 2 years ago, didn't have him this year, or last year doesn't have him this year. And yeah, everyone's a year older. Big Ben's a year older. There's all these little micro moves, but how often are there major moves? You know, a handful of teams, but certainly less than half change in a dramatic way. So why are the records so different? It's because it takes probably 30 or 40 NFL games to really know how good a team is. And you only play 16 in a year. And I would make the case that every year there's a 6-10 team that's as good as a 10-6 team. Every year. And in general, there might be four or five really good teams. four or five really bad teams, and the rest are right in the middle. And thus, not only can't you know after one game, I don't think you can really know after even 16 how good these teams are. And that's another reason why underdogs are good. Whatever sense there is that one team is better than the other, there's a decent chance that's just an incorrect assumption we're making, because as humans, we're striving to understand. We're striving to make sense of the world. But oftentimes, there is no sense to make of the world. And thus, any effort we do to define it is faulty. And I like to quote Socrates now and again, a man who knows what he doesn't know knows a lot. And I think one of the biggest mistakes NFL bettors, pickers, handicappers make, they want to think they know things that, quite frankly, are unknowable.
Not to correct you, but the exact quote is, a wise man knows what he does not know, just for future reference. Let's start with the...
we're gonna have to look that one up. I'll look it up as we go.
All right. Let's start with the Falcons, because obviously you've got on here that the wise guys are all over them, and that number is interesting to me. I really believe they bounce back with a better effort here, but why are the wise guys so strong on the Falcons?
Historically, or at least let's say since the beginning of last season, the Falcons have been bet by the wise guys more than any other team. And I think, oh, in fact, I know it's driven by the fact that their stats, Atlanta's stats, are so much better than their scoreboard results. And what's been the problem mostly has been red zone efficiency. And oftentimes, that's luck. That's another thing, it's luck. Think about how many times a game is swung on. It's third and four from the four, and there's a pass out in the flat. Oh, off his fingertips, field goal time. Oh, he catches it, touchdown, 7 points. A four-point difference, those four-point plays we talk about. And you could say, oh, yeah, well, the guy that completed the pass, that's why he's so good, because he completed it. But we all know there's 20, 30 plays in the red zone a year that make all the difference in a team winning and losing. And a lot of people believe that's luck, a lot of luck. And I generally agree with that. But I also think that you can see after a while that there's a schematic deficiency. And the things I think that cause red zone good results or bad are usually, do you have one superstar player that even in a small, tight, 20-yard type window of field, that they can still dominate? And that's why you keep seeing Jones. They're trying to get him the ball because he's that guy. But maybe because they're going to him too much and it's too obvious, they're able to double him or whatever. But he's not coming through in the red zone for the Falcons. The other thing that helps is a mobile quarterback. Well, Matt Ryan's not that in the red zone. And then finally, it's scheme. Think about the Philly special and the different things Philadelphia. And that's just not random, what they did in the red zone against the Pats. Well, Sarkisian's a problem. So to me, the wise guys have kept believing in the Falcons because the advanced analytics have been outstanding. I really question, though, that the red zone woes are just bad luck. And I'm off the Falcons in general. Now, it's not like I wouldn't bet them, but since the wise guys still love them, I don't think there's ever going to be value on them until the wise guys get tired of losing with them.
RJ Bell is our guest. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. What are your thoughts on the, we need to ask you about the Texans, since we are broadcasting in Houston, going to a Tennessee team that has some injuries, and especially a key injury at tackle. Neither team looked anywhere near what we thought they might be last week. How do you see that one?
I was thinking back to AJ, where we were talking about Deshaun Watson last week, and he's like, do we really know how good this guy is? Because it was a limited number of games. And, you see the stats for the season. You see, six games. And you think, well, six is a decent amount, almost half the season. But then you think he was really bad in the first game, a short week going to Cincy, if I remember, on a Thursday, week two. And you also think, well, he came in that first game and then he was hurt a game. So, you know, start to finish in a legit kind of prepare for the week, full week prep situation, it's pretty limited. So my thought was a lot of disappointment last week. We actually are on my podcast that I do, the NFL preview one. We have an entry in the Super Contest Classic and Gold. The Classic is $1,500. That's what Fezzik has won twice. Only guy ever to do that. And the Gold just started last year. $5,000. Winner takes all. And we were 4-1 last week in the Gold. 3-2 in the Classic. And one of my losses was Houston. Now, it was only a half a point, but you know, it's hard to complain. I mean, the Pats had that game under control. So my sense was disappointment in Houston and Watson even. What was your guys' takeaway?
The exact same. We expected, I mean, the final score being 7 points was not, it didn't tell the tale of the game. What's crazy is it really took a bad decision by Bill O'Brien to punt the ball down 14 to even get them within seven. Because if he does, you know, if he doesn't punt and they don't muff the punt that he shouldn't have kicked to begin with, then that game is 14, or the Patriots are still driving with a chance to win. Who knows? But yeah, I was really, after this offseason where we talked so much about what the Texans could look like with a full season of a healthy Deshaun Watson and the excitement that came with that, week one was definitely not what we were hoping for after what we saw of him in six games last year.
Yeah, and one game's one game again, but the time I think that it matters most is when there's a big unanswered question. And let's segue to a game that I think is applicable in that regard, which is the Colts. I loved Cincinnati, cashed that ticket, but I was wrong about the handicap. What I said was, if Andrew Luck is healthy, Cincy plus three is probably a 50-50 bet. If Andrew Luck isn't healthy, and I was skeptical because he did not throw downfield during the preseason much, then I thought Cincy was a great bet. Well, Luck threw downfield, and he threw downfield well. Since he still won, coin flips win sometimes against the spread. They want to end the game. But that leads me to say, boy, one game told me a lot about the Colts because of Andrew Luck's health. And I really like the Colts plus six against Washington, because an adage of accepting that you don't really know too much from one game is if a team looks really, 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 really good, then the market's going to overreact. I think the Jets, the market's overreacting. I like the Dolphins. I think the market's overreacting for the Bears. And I like Seattle. I like Seattle a lot. And I think the market's overreacting to Washington. If you would have bet Washington against the Colts last week, the line was 3. Washington favored at home. Typical home field. Now it's 6. The Colts could have won that game. That was a coin flip. Now we're looking at how good the Bengals looked last night, and that makes the Colts look even better. And you're telling me Washington? Now, listen, I don't think Arizona's as bad as some people think, but one game, now it's a net 3-point difference. One last thing is, if you actually look, and this is my favorite stat of the week, and I put this up on my Twitter, at RJ in Vegas, is if you actually look, and I'm just pulling the stat up, at Denver, when they play one of their first two games at home, so it's either week one or two. Oh, you saw week one or two, and the team is playing at home. Denver is an unbelievable straight-up record at home. I think it's something like, and I'm going by memory because I'm pulling it up, 31-3 straight-up at home, and their ATS is excellent. So what's the rationale? Because stats by themselves don't tell you, or trends don't necessarily tell you much. And those numbers, by the way, 32-3 straight-up, 22-10 and three pushes, 22-10 against the spread last 30 years. Here's the logic. Opponents not fully in shape yet, so altitude affects them more. Denver's used to the altitude. Opponents aren't. 32-3. Seattle had the lead late in that game. I think Seattle's pretty an 8-8 team, maybe 9-7. The idea they're getting 3.5 against a Bears team that I really think potentially is crushed off that Green Bay game. Everyone's all excited about them. Oh, Mac looks good. Well, what about the hangover of that loss? I like Seattle.
Yeah, that stat that you mentioned and the guys not being in full game shape by week two and the altitude giving them problems, that was a logic for me last weekend with Colorado State against Arkansas. And you saw Arkansas jump out to a big lead. They were up 17 points, and they couldn't hold it because they got tired. And I do believe that's an impact, especially early in the season.
So, hey, guys, I apologize. I have a hard out for another hit. Thank you so much. Enjoy Vegas, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, RJ. Thanks. RJ Bell. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. And, yeah, we're having to adjust a little bit. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Do we need to go to break here, John? What do we need to do? Okay, we'll go to break. So we'll take a quick one. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
The 16th annual Ziegenbach Music Festival, Houston's music festival featuring the best in Texas and country music, returns for 16th year. Three big stages of music all day long, featuring Randy Rogers Band, Pat Green, Casey Donahue, Roger Krieger, and much more. Saturday, September 29th at Sam Houston Race Park. Tickets on sale now. Tickets and more info at LiveNation.com and at SHRP.com. The 16th annual Ziegenbach Music Festival, brought to you by H&H Tents and Bud Light.
Gentlemen, let's take a moment and salute the baseball cap. We've worn it in restaurants, at theaters, and at weddings. Places it was never meant to be worn. Why? Well, because in a world where two-thirds of guys lose their hair by age 35, it was the only affordable thing you could do about hair loss. But now, there's Hims, the wellness brand for men. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the right solution for you. And at $5 for your first month, you can get started for less than the price of a beer at the ballpark. Real doctors, real medicine, real easy. So now that ball cap can take its rightful place at games or on fishing or hunting trips. And our hair can stay where it belongs, on our heads.
To get your first month of Hims Complete Hair Kit for just $5, go to forhims.com/cap. That's forhims.com/cap. forhims.com/cap.
Hey, it's Gulfgate time. Come on.
It's Gulfgate time, and the savings never stop at Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Gulfgate is your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. During Ram Power Days at Gulfgate, lease the all-new 2019 Ram Lone Star for just $394 per month. Plus, during Jeep Adventure Days, lease the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL for just $319 per month. Gulfgate has the largest Ram inventory in the loop, and our new state-of-the-art service center is now open with twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram.
Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram.
610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com.
2019 Ram Lone Star, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 1,000 due at signing. 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 0 due at signing. Tax, title, and registration additional. See dealer for details.
Oddshark.net is your source for the latest odds from leading authorities, expert editorial content, and detailed matchup picks straight from their supercomputer. Looking for statistics and trends for an upcoming game? Oddshark has that too, and it's free. Oddshark experts provide in-depth analysis packed with information and insights that will help you make the sharp picks every day. Before the game, head to oddshark.net and start playing like a sharp today.
Rematch. Canelo. Triple G on Saturday, September 15th. It's champion versus champion. The sensational Canelo Alvarez versus the undefeated Triple G.
The best of the best.
And you not like the rest, now you better than the rest. It's the fight of your life. Who gon' be the winner? There can only be one.
Canelo versus Triple G2, Saturday, September 15th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
Live on pay-per-view from Xfinity. Order with your remote or online now at Xfinity.com/boxing.
Hey, Lance Erline here from my buddy Craig DeSurf and my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. They have a vast selection of Chevrolets, most notably the 2018 Chevrolet Silverado, 1500 Crew Cab Texas Edition. Get started at the website LanceZCars.com for the very best deals in Houston. Even Jose Altuve agrees.
This is Jose Altuve, All-Star and MVP. If you need a new vehicle, get down to Gulf Coast Chevrolet with GMC. Chevy, find new road.
Hey guys, unfortunately, almost half you men out there over 40 need to listen up. And we know this is uncomfortable to talk about, but it's common and not weird, and there's something you can do about it. ED, not being able to perform your best. Now, thanks to science, it can be optional. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED. Prescription solutions backed by science. One ED pill starting with a V just came off patent on December 11th, and that's a game changer. Being your best means performing your best. And now you can do it with no waiting room, no trip to the pharmacy, just a simple online medical consultation and direct shipment to your door. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. So go to 4hims.com/yes. That's FORHIMS.com/yes. 4hims.com/yes.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the MGM in the David Copperfield Theater, which is nice.
Oh, yes.
Nice and quaint. And cozy would be how I would describe it.
There will be no magic here today.
Oh, just the magic of this beautiful show.
I like what you did there.
Yeah. It's a good photo that Nick tweeted out of all of us. So thank you for that. You want to look at some college lines real quick?
Sure.
I just looked up.
My favorite thing about that picture is I'm about 30 seconds from peeing my pants when that picture was taken.
My favorite part is most of me's cropped out of it. So
I did like run to the bathroom, literally.
And there's so many people out there now. It's like bumper cars trying to do it. We talked about this with Brad yesterday. UTEP getting 31 from Tennessee. At what point do you? I mean, when do you bet on UTEP?
You don't.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know if Tennessee can cover that because I don't think Tennessee's offense is very good.
No.
But UTEP is, I think, without question, the worst D1 program in the country. I mean, they are embarrassingly bad. John Granato, in our weekly pick thing, he's just picking whoever UTEP's playing. He's going with him. That's his pick every week. Worked so far.
That was me fading Old Dominion every week. Here's the interesting part to me, though, is the spread is 31. The total's only 47.5. That's another one where, whenever it's that close, I might actually play the over in that. Let's look at some of the games we actually care about. I just wanted to throw that out there because...
Well, I know nobody cares about this game, but that Army-Hawaii over, I feel like you could move on it as if it's already been played.
Yeah, I like that.
I love it.
I also like Army -6.5 there.
I do, too.
And you know I'm a big Hawaii honk, so...
Yeah, I just think that Hawaii's seen some bad teams. They've looked better than people thought they were going to look, and... I think Hawaii will score some points against Army, but I don't think Hawaii can stop Army.
No. Like I said, I think it's going to look a lot like the Navy game only flipped, and I'd be worried about that The only thing that worries me a little bit is Hawaii playing at, what is it, 6 in the morning their time or something ridiculous. It may take them a while to wake up. Michigan minus 36 against SMU. This is one I like the over all week on that, and I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, I think that's probably the right play. 36 points is too much for me, but I could see Michigan going out and just, like I said, once a team loses and Michigan now has a loss, if you want to work your way back into the conversation, there's two things you have to do. You can't lose again, and you have to start racking up style points. And Michigan last week decided we're going to rack up some style points, and they did. So I expect them, as long as they're playing a team that they can rack up style points against, and SMU undoubtedly falls into that category, they're going to try to blow them out of the water.
Michigan could score 53.
They
by
could. They can call it,
and that's why I'm on that. Boise, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State down to minus one from 4.5 open.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are looking at that Boise road record against the spread and saying
it's healthy. I don't know what Oklahoma State is yet, so it's a no play for me. Oklahoma State's kind of like Texas Tech. They lost a lot on offense, and people don't talk about it. They just assume because it's Oklahoma State, it's Texas Tech, they're going to score a bunch of points, and that's not necessarily the way it works, which is, you know, it, sometimes you lose players to the NFL, and that catches up with you. And that's they're both in sort of reload mode now on offensive weapons.
Well, and Oklahoma State in particular, I think, they have lost a lot of NFL talent the last couple of years. By the way, Memphis already up 14-0 on Georgia State, but Georgia State now driving and running the ball. Where was I going? Oh, LSU, Auburn. Auburn now 10.5.
It's the wrong side of the hook for me. It'd be a no play at 10.5. 10 or less, I like Auburn. 10.5, I probably like LSU. I think that's where the value line is.
Baylor now 5.5 against Duke. I know you.
Yeah, I can't play it. I, if I would have caught that number early, I'd be all over it. But it's too much now. I don't like Baylor enough to give that many points. But Duke is unbettable until they get healthy.
What do you think of Monroe? Is kind of a UL Monroe against A&M is sort of a trap game there for the Aggies in that coming off Clemson, Alabama next.
Yeah,
27 points
for a spot play. That's definitely the kind of game you're looking for. You're looking for a team that is either coming off of a big game or heading into a big game, and this is the perfect storm of that. It's a sandwich game where they're in between their two games, and this is probably the biggest game of the year for Louisiana Monroe. Like, their kids are going to be so stoked to play against Texas A&M, and nobody on A&M cares because they played Clemson last week, they play Alabama next. This is a good spot to look at Louisiana Monroe.
Well, and also, not that you'll see a lot of this, but I don't think Jimbo Fisher is going to open up everything in the book for UL Monroe with Alabama.
Nor should he.
And you know, not that that means UL Monroe's that good of a team. It's just this is a perfect spot if you're going to play something to take Monroe plus 27. Ohio State minus 12.5 against TCU.
Tough line. I lean to Ohio State again because I think they're going to be looking to make a statement with no Urban Meyer. Their last game without Urban Meyer. TCU's good. They're good enough to hang with them. I just tend to think that Ohio State's going to go out there and just go balls out and try to blow this thing out. And TCU won't see a defensive front like what they're going to see for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that this Ohio State team is pretty special.
Yeah, they're good.
And you know, with all the Meyer stuff aside, this is a good test for them. And, man, the quarterback play they've been getting is tremendous. They're great on defense. That's a tough one because I do like TCU, and I think TCU's got a chance to have a really good season. But, you know, and 12.5 feels like too much to me. But I'm not going to be shocked if Ohio State doesn't run away with this at high. Texas is now outside of 3.5 against your USC Trojans.
No.
I know you want to pounce on Texas.
No, it's a pass for me. I do think Texas wins. I don't feel great about it at all. I think these are two very meh teams.
Very disappointing teams with not great quarterback play, which is part of the problem. And
But what we talked about with Brad Powers, I mean, Clay Helton being so horrific on the road, it's definitely alarming. I mean, they've been pretty solid at home and just losing they're losing on the road pretty consistently. That's why I lean toward Texas, but I don't trust what Texas is doing at quarterback enough to run out and put my money down on them. That's not me.
We talked about this one earlier in the week. Washington minus 5 at Utah. That number hasn't really moved.
Yeah, well, it was at 6.5 for a while. At 5,
Well, it got back to five, I think, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And hasn't moved since.
I lean Washington. I think I'm scared off of playing it. Enough sharp guys have told me they like Utah that I'm going to leave it alone. But I feel like Washington's the better team, and I feel like, again, what we were talking about with Michigan. Once you lose, you've got to go make statements. I think this is one of the few games in the Pac-12 where Washington plays a team that I think at the end of the season people will go, well, that's a good win. And if they can go out and just crush Utah, that'd be big points for them, big style points.
Yeah, the other game that I had liked early in the week was San Diego State getting points at home from Arizona State, because I'm not really sold on Herm Edwards, and I think there were a lot of reasons why that was a pretty good setup last week against Michigan State. I'm probably backing off this one, but it's one of those that I may, because I look at the number and it should be pretty close to even on my computer, and Arizona State's 5.5, so on the road, coming off a signature win, there's a lot of reasons. I think as you brought up, I'm just not so sure that this is the same San Diego State team that we're used to seeing.
Let me throw two crazy numbers out at you. Fresno State is giving 2.5 points at UCLA,
wow,
a Chip Kelly coached UCLA. And Fresno State is favored at UCLA. That's alarming, number one. Number two.
That's like Kansas being favored.
Number two, Kentucky is a pick'em hosting Murray State 1 week after they just beat Florida for the first time in over 30 years. Not much respect for Kentucky, not much respect for UCLA. I'm not saying they deserve it.
Right.
I'm just saying that's...
Wow,
those numbers are surprising when you factor in the things that you need to factor in. It's a little bit surprising.
Yeah, throw in the fact that Kansas is a 3-point favorite against a division, an FBS school.
There's some weird, weird numbers this week, man. Weird numbers.
That Kentucky line is very strange to me.
Yeah,
but they have to bounce a little bit, right? I mean, that was such a big deal for them.
One of the other games I like this week is, in fact, I played it already. I like North Texas getting 7 points against Arkansas. I think Arkansas is really, really bad.
I am with you on that. I just think North Texas is a lot better than people think.
I do too. I think they're pretty solid.
Yeah. So Memphis now 20-3. That number was 29.
Yeah, they're gonna have their way.
It just scared me off because it doesn't take much for a back door to cover 29.
Well, it doesn't take much to scare me off of weekday games.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. I should have been scared off the freaking Ravens last night.
Ah, well. But, I don't know, I like this Memphis team, but as we talked about last week, I said if they got by Navy, there was a chance they could run the table. Well, they didn't get by Navy.
Nope.
So, all right, that's your college lines. And at some point here, we're going to have Rafael Esparza. Are we not? Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
So eventually we were.
I thought you were going to say we've been dropped for the last 15 minutes.
It's possible. It's possible that there was some great stuff going on and we just, nobody heard it. That's happened before.
It's happened before.
But, it hasn't been the most efficient setup out here. It's not anybody's fault. It's just that we got forced out of our usual area and here we are trying to do our best to make the best of it out here. And I think the shows have been pretty good.
Yeah.
Yesterday was strong, and I feel pretty good about today's. So, and we still have a little bit to go to finish it off.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of like having a 21-point lead in the fourth quarter. It's going to be really hard for us.
Unless you're Arkansas.
Well, I don't know. We are at altitude. Are you tired?
I actually feel okay. I feel okay.
I feel great today. I'm ready to rock and roll. I could do another 3 hours.
Today's a much better – oh, I'm hungry. Today's a much better day than yesterday. But, yeah, I've We're off to get some steak in us tonight. So I've been
I steaked last night, so I'm doing burgers tonight.
I've been fasting, so
I haven't eaten anything.
I shouldn't say I've been fasting because I had a couple vodka Red Bulls and a couple of Goose Island IPAs, but that's it. No solid food has entered my temple today.
So all right. Well, apparently Raphael's not picking up, so we won't.
All right.
Doesn't look like we'll have him.
Then we'll hit a break.
Well, we got a couple minutes left.
Oh, okay.
So we can dive into something else, and then we'll come back and wrap up.
Well, I've got a story that you're going to like.
Oh, he's here? Okay. Well, let's go to Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports gambling analyst, my bookie. Rafael, appreciate the time. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Just rushing out of T-Mobile Arena. Just got done watching two guys stand in their underwear at their weigh-in for the Canelo Triple G fight.
Yeah, we're actually right across the street over at the Copperfield Theater broadcasting, and we watched it on TV. So there you go.
That's a fun, very busy weekend here in Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on that fight since we've been talking a lot about it here?
I think, there's just anger in the ring, and there's a lot of hatred in there. So I think someone's going to be bloody, and I think someone goes down. I like Triple G in this fight.
All right, let's get to a couple of the football games, and we'll start with one involving the University of Houston at Texas Tech, where UH is now a one-point favorite on the road at Lubbock coming off that demolition of Arizona. What are your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, this one's a toss one. I really like the total. I think this one goes over. I don't have an opinion on the side. I just think we're going to see a lot of fireworks. I think both quarterbacks are going to have field days, so I think the best value is to take the over in this game.
Another one that we've talked about a little bit today. It's certainly these are two teams that, you look at the names of the schools, you think they should be a lot better. But USC at Texas 3.5-point favorite. Both those teams pretty disappointing so far to start the season.
Yeah, I mean USC scoring 3 points last week at Stanford. Texas struggling with Tulsa. I mean, I like the home team, the Longhorns, but that 0.5 point scares me away. I say wait. I think money's going to come in on USC. You might be able to get 3 on Texas. If you can get 3, I think that's a safer bet than laying that 3.5. But I think Texas does win this game. They're at home, and I can't believe how bad the USC offense looks.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. Let's go to the NFL, ask you about the Texans who go on to play the Titans coming off the game at New England, where the score was probably closer than the game was. The Titans go and lose in Miami. Texans 3-point favorites on the road. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I like the Texans this one. With the quarterback issues with Mariota, how healthy is he? I like the way the Texans played, even though they didn't win or they didn't cover last week. I think the experience that they played with New England and Foxborough, I think that's going to benefit them in this game, especially with an unhealthy quarterback that Tennessee has. Who's going to be the quarterback when the game starts? I like Houston this one, even though you have to lay the number as a road favorite. I think they get their first W.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports gambling analyst, my bookie. Rafael, you got one game to give the people that you feel really good about?
Yeah, take the over in the Oklahoma game. I think they score 60 points themselves. I think the total's 59 the last time I checked. I think Oklahoma's going to put up a big number on offense, so take the over, Oklahoma.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza. Rafael, appreciate the time, sir. We will talk to you again next week.
Take it easy. Have a great weekend.
All righty. I wonder about that because with Anderson being out,
yeah,
that's a big loss for them. I mean, I still think they're really, really good, but I think that one scares me a little bit. So I hope he's right.
I had this story. It's the last non-sports story that I wanted to get to today. A man admitted that he was drunk, which is it happens. But he was at least inside his apartment, which that's probably the best place to get drunk, right?
Yes, for me, that's...
Except he fired a shotgun inside his apartment.
Oh.
Because he thought that there were clowns in his apartment. Here's a inside part to the story. There were no clowns there. Yeah, he just...
If a clown comes in my house, I'm shooting him.
He was that drunk. Police didn't find anyone inside of 35-year-old Nathan Matthias' second-floor apartment and say the shooting put his first-floor neighbor in danger. The Reading Eagle reports he was sentenced Monday to 22 months to 5 years in state prison after pleading guilty in July to discharging a firearm into an unrelated drunk driving charge. Police say they found Matthias clutching a shotgun outside his house, claiming he was trying to shoot two small clowns. His attorney says the client wasn't trying to harm anyone but was reacting to some sort of hallucinatory event. I'm guessing there was something other than alcohol involved here. Matthias' attorney says that he takes full responsibility and has apologized. But still may get 5 years in prison.
Yeah.
Still not good.
Yeah, at least he killed those invisible clowns.
He got them. I think he was still scared of them when the cop showed up. He's like, still haven't gotten rid of these guys.
All right, guys. I have to tell you, you heard Rafael talking about some of the plays. And All of those available on mybookie.ag. And whether it's football, whether it's a fight, whether you want to get in on college football or the pros, or you want to get on horses, whatever you want to bet, they've got it on mybookie. And I use that site for everything now. And the cool thing is you can do the same thing. And I trust these guys. There's a lot of websites I don't trust, but mybookie, you put your money in, you win, you're going to get paid. They're safe, they're reliable, they've been in business for years, and they have all kinds of other cool stuff that you can do on the site. Your entertainment bets, everything. In-game live betting, you can bet fantasy points, over-unders, all kinds of stuff, and they got great player perks and rewards as well. Very simple, just go to mybookie.ag or go on your computer or phone, just Google mybookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google mybookie today. That's mybookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic and Trey Wingo.
Ladies and gentlemen, are the Cincinnati Bengals for real? Listen, it was quite the aerial show, especially in the first half.
You know, we both picked them yesterday.
We did.
In this one, and they just have more firepower on offense. In this one, you know, A.J. Green gets three touchdowns by, 13-minute mark of the second quarter.
Right.
He's got his third touchdown, four touchdown passes for Dalton in the first half.
In this version of the AFC North, where we just saw the Steelers and the Browns tie in week one.
We don't know what the Steelers are, do we?
No, we don't know. We have no idea.
Well, and in this AFC that we talked about, much weaker looking conference on paper than its NFC counterpart coming into the season, there's at least room for someone to step forward and sort of grab the reins in week one. I don't know. There's crazier thoughts than the Bengals, who look pretty balanced.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo Monday morning on ESPN Radio.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Hey, guys, you all know how big of a deal it is to look good. Get ready. Something big is coming to JCPenney. I'm launching Shaquille O'Neal XLG exclusively for big and tall, only at JCPenney.
Come to the wardrobe sale and get 50% off select men's suits, separates, sport coats, and dress pants in-store and at JCP.com. Plus, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon or extra 15% off with any other method of payment.
JCPenney, style and value for all.
Pricing and coupon valid 9/13 and 9/23. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store JCP.com for coupon and details.
If you currently take synthetic testosterone shots, you need to know there's a better way. The doctors at the Y Factor will show you how to build testosterone naturally. No addictive injections that lead to dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. The doctors at the Y Factor presented by Man Centers can help retrain your body's natural testosterone production and monitor how your body responds. Get your checkup today, mancenters.com, home of the free general male wellness checkup.
Football season's finally here. Feel like you're part of the action by joining BetDSI. Use your sports knowledge to make some cash. BetDSI is the best online sports book with over 20 years in the business. Bet games as they go and get live in-game wagering options throughout the season. BetDSI has built a reputation on fast payments of winnings. You can bet on just about everything there. Use promo code AJ101 for first-time deposits to get 100% bonus match on your money up to $1,000. It's only a game until you bet it. At BetDSI, use promo code AJ101 and start winning today. BetDSI.com.
Houston,
Get ready for WWE Live. 7:30 tomorrow night at Houston's Toyota Center. You'll see AJ Styles as he defends the WWE Championship against Samoa Joe. Daniel Bryan faces The Miz. You'll also see U.S. Champion Shinsuke Nakamura, SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair, yeah! Becky Lynch, Tag Team Champions The New Day, and more. Great seats still available at the box office and HoustonToyotaCenter.com.
Yes! Rematch, Canelo, Triple G. On Saturday, September 15th, it's champion versus champion, the sensational Canelo Alvarez versus the undefeated Triple G.
The best of the best.
Huh? And you not like the rest, now you better than the rest. It's the fight of your life. Who gonna be the winner? There can only be one. Rematch.
Canelo versus Triple G2, Saturday, September 15th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
Live on pay-per-view from Xfinity. Order with your remote or online now at Xfinity.com/boxing.
Saltgrass Steakhouse, the best place for steaks, hands down. Not every restaurant serves its customers the best. Saltgrass does, with the unrivaled flavor of certified Angus beef. You get juiciness and tenderness in every bite. All steaks are grilled over an open flame, topped with our homemade garlic butter, great steaks, and a whole lot more. Fresh seafood and the delicious cocktails. Come taste for yourself. With 75 locations and growing, experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like. Saltgrass Steakhouse, saltgrass.com.
Hey guys, you're going to be doing some grilling this weekend? Well, if you are, you know what you need to be grilling. Zumo's, whether it's the Party Time sausage, whether it's the Boudin, whether it's the Andouille sausage. Zumo's does it all great. And they've been doing it since 1908. So they know what they're doing. And everybody over in the Golden Triangle knows all about them. And now they've been in Houston for a while. They're killing it here too. And I love the Party Time sausage. You can use that for breakfast. We actually made homemade pizza with it. There's all kinds of things that you can use it for. Or you just grill it up. It works great. The Boudin is the best store-bought Boudin I've ever had. And the Andouille sausage is great as well. And all of it is available in your local grocery stores. Just go to, Kroger. You can go to Fiesta. You can go to H-E-B. And guess what? It's all there. Look for Zumo's on the label, Z-U-M-M-O-S, whether it's the Party Time sausage and any of their flavors, the Boudin or the Andouille sausage. If you're grilling this weekend for football, one thing to do, get you some Zumo's and make it a Zumo's weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. Final reminder to check out SportsMap.com if you haven't today. Check it out this weekend. We'll have some great coverage of the NFL on Sunday that I will be posting from several of our contributors, so check it out. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Friday. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I actually slept quite a bit last night for the first time in forever.
Do you not normally?
I haven't been sleeping at all since the robbery.
They stole more than just some goods. They stole your peace of mind.
Anytime I hear a sound, I'm grabbing the gun and walking downstairs.
Yeah, you've been victimized. And now you can't just live a normal life in fear of what could happen to you.
Well, I just kind of hope they come
Hashtag
back.
Fred too.
Sports figures, Catfish Hunter in 1999. Maybe the best baseball name ever. All right, here's your best deaths.
What about Milton Bradley?
But he was a game first.
What about Coco Crisp?
Also a cereal first.
But that's a good baseball name.
Nice names, but they weren't original.
What about Rusty Kuntz? What about Johnny Dickshot? That's the best baseball name,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but he wasn't good enough.
What about Cannonball Titcomb?
You're just making these up.
No, I'm not.
I think in Watson's case.
Do you hear something in the background?
Yes.
What is that, John?
Apparently, I guess it's the loud guys that were behind us left their things up loud.
Good golly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if it hadn't been Moreland with the clutch game-winning run.
Is that your guy from your time with the Rangers, Mitch Moreland guy?
No, it wasn't. He was actually with the Rangers when I was covering them, though.
But you guys never dated?
No, he's married.
No. Oh. Did you ever like...
Not my style.
Oh, not your style?
I heard the first part of the show. Not my style.
I don't know. I think it might have been Barry who did this. Did you deface the Fred statue?
Absolutely not. Yeah, I would have done like a mustache or drawn a penis on his head or something.
Right, that would be something clever.
You have to like the subtleness of it.
Do you think it makes him look like he's got smoky eyes? Like it makes him...
Oh, I'd do it. I'd hit it. Yeah.
It's amazing that just that little line of makeup makes Fred look way sexier.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to try that for real now.
A bandwagon fan would mean that I've got Alabama gear because they're number one this year. I don't go out and buy anybody. I don't support any team.
So what is called switching
it up
every
week? Didn't you buy a
Warriors
hat?
Oh,
oh God, already.
I didn't say it. I said shh.
No, you definitely said it.
We still had to dump that.
It.
Yeah, I definitely got out.
You definitely said it.
409 Chilton says 243 people like Joe Bates' Facebook page.
Well, hey, man, that's a start.
Oh, my God.
I'm guessing it's going to jump over 250 after he headlines Wiley's this weekend.
You're such a dick.
The great thing, like, for you, when you're on the road, it sucks because you've got to, like, pay for your own meals and stuff.
Yes.
Joe Bates just eats crayons, and it's,
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
Oh, crayons and paste.
That's it.
What a fun week and a fun couple days out here in Vegas. And the cool thing for us is the fun's just getting started now.
Oh, yes.
It is on. It is on. I do want to thank...
Next time you see me, I'll be pregnant.
Nick going to be the father?
I don't know who it's going to be.
Well, hopefully see you at 10 o'clock for the tournament over.
We'll see. Mandalay. We'll see how things go.
Get pregnant before then. It's still going to take 9 months. All right. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Jong Lee for taking care of us back at studio. Nick Sharara for doing a great job out here with us.
Thanks for Tracy and Sandy, everybody at HBO, for having us out, as always.
The great people.
And the MGM.
The MGM, of course, and all the MGM properties we really appreciate. So that's going to wrap it up for us. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Buy the fight. You won't be sorry. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.
Listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.